Welcome to WSI's Digital Insider Series, where in each episode we'll be interviewing a marketing expert and top influencer in the digital marketing space to help you stay up to date on the latest trends and tactics. I am Leanna San Pedro, a member of WSI's corporate head office team in Toronto, Canada, an avid Blue Jays fan and Pinterest junkie. I also happen to be your host today. So during this first episode of our podcast series, we'll be talking about how to effectively define your digital marketing strategy and important considerations you'll need to make along the way. Our expert joining me today is Dan Monahan, co-founder of WSI. Dan is a sought-after speaker on topics such as digital marketing and business strategy, and he has the unique ability to foresee emerging trends and capitalize on them. So I can't think of anyone better to kick off WSI's Digital Insider podcast series. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy the session. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Leanna.
Okay, well, to start off, WSI introduced its digital system map to help articulate the complexities associated with the digital marketing realm, and clearly there's no lack of distractions in the digital marketing world. So what would you recommend to a business who's become overwhelmed or maybe even at a loss on where to focus their marketing efforts?
Okay, so there's so much that can be done in the landscape of digital today. And I think really it comes back to, you know, sometimes people say, you know, the last 20 years, so much has changed with WSI. What hasn't changed? And, you know, when we started the company 20 years ago, we started with a very simple premise. We called it the ABCs of Internet marketing, or ABCs of Internet success. A was you needed an advanced technology web presence. In other words, you needed a great website. B, you needed to bring traffic to that site. And C, you needed to convert that traffic into qualified customers or leads or whatever your conversion objective was. And as much as everything has changed dramatically over the last 20 years, the one thing that hasn't changed is that the ABCs still hold true today. So focus on a solid internet presence. Focus on what's your strategy around driving traffic to that site, and those fall into categories of PPC and SEO and social, etc. There's many ways we drive traffic to client web properties today. And then C, converting that into customers or leads, whatever those objectives are. So there's so many different ways we do those ABCs today that continually change, but it's still focused on return on investment, driving incremental market share to businesses, and it's really still about those same business premises of growing your business.
You mentioned some of the complexities that are involved, and there's some common myths that we've heard over the years. And two of the biggest ones is the first is DM is all about technology. Can you speak a little bit about what your stance is on that myth?
Well, certainly digital marketing does require technology in order to deliver it. And technology continually changes radically. I mean, our space changes more than probably any other space there in the economy. But the reality is it's not all about digital. It's about traditional marketing. In other words, today, some of the most important things that deliver ROI for our clients are things like a great headline, a great design, a great offer. I mean, these are principles that go back into the 30s, 40s, and 50s of marketing. So it's really about harnessing digital to do the job of marketing. And you can kind of think about it like building a house. Building a house today is similar to what it was 20 years ago. We just use better tools. We use more powerful tools, more efficient, effective tools. And that's digital is a tool that allows us to do marketing things that are still about bringing in new customers, growing market share, delivering return on investment. When businesses sometimes they'll make the mistake of appointing their technical people to run their digital strategy. And the truth is, smart businesses today are much more moving to the point of their digital strategy falling into the marketing department where technology is serving marketing instead of the other way around.
With some of the changes that have happened in the last few years, especially around SEO, one of the most common thoughts around it is that it's a waste of time.
Well, you know, I would phrase the question a little bit differently. Traditional SEO is a waste of time. And in fact, it's more than a waste of time. Traditional SEO is actually dangerous because the changes Google's made to the algorithm, you know, Penguin, Panda, Hummingbird, Pigeon, Google is constantly changing its algorithm. In other words, the way it ranks sites. Think of SEO as the way Google analyzes good content. I mean, Google is on a mission to rank the best content as high as possible in the search engines. And the smarter Google gets, the more traditional SEO doesn't work, and the more Google penalizes companies for using traditional SEO. So, but all that being said, SEO is more relevant today than it ever has been. And so, you know, at WSI, we refer to our approach to SEO as adaptive SEO. Think of it almost like ISO 9000 is in the manufacturing world. Adaptive SEO is our approach to best practices in SEO. And it's aligned with the ongoing developments and changes with Google's algorithm. So the long and short of it is, if I could tell you one thing about what makes adaptive SEO different than traditional SEO, it's the fact that it's about content marketing. It's about creating great content, aggregating that content, propagating it across the internet, but using that content to draw traffic into that client website. So the traditional skill sets are not relevant anymore. It's not as much of a technical play as much as it is a writing, a publishing, a content development kind of play. So the way you do it is different. The skill sets required, the people that are engaged in creating it are different. And so I would say that traditional SEO is not only a waste of time, it's dangerous, but adaptive SEO is the new weapon in the marketer's handbook that can have a transformational impact on, you know, we talked about the ABCs. B was bringing traffic to your website. Adaptive SEO can have a transformational impact in terms of bringing traffic into your website.
On that same note, WSI has been around for almost 20 years now, and so we've seen a lot of technologies come and go, and you seem to have the ability to foresee business trends. So what do you think will be the next, quote-unquote, big thing for businesses?
Well, certainly right now, this year, next year as well, mobile is, you know, without question, you know, the transformational trend that's shaking things up. In fact, you know, some say that 2015 is the year of Facebook, and Google's, you know, Google's quite concerned with some of the impact or the market share gains that Facebook is making. And a big part of that is based on Facebook being much more mobile friendly. The way Facebook is leveraging content and videos in the mobile world. But, you know, the mobile is that underlying trend that's shaking so many different things up. You know, if we go a little further into the future, the Internet of Things, you know, IoT, as you'll hear it, big data, these are big trends. I mean, if you look at the horizon over the next 3 to 5 years, Internet of Things and big data are shaping the landscape in a very significant way. You know, I think, you know, to try to make it simple, what I sometimes say to people is if you've seen the movie Minority Report, you'll get a sense of the world we're moving into. In fact, in many ways, it's the world we're living in right now, and many people don't recognize it. And whether you like that or not, it doesn't change the fact that that's the world we're moving into. And for those of you who haven't seen Minority Report, it's a futuristic movie with starring Tom Cruise. And one of the things that you see in that movie is that people are receiving personalized advertisements coming to them, you know, as they walk, you know, throughout their daily life. They're always kind of tracked on a grid. And, you know, what I sometimes say to people is, you know, that thing you think that you have in your pocket, you know, that you think is a smartphone, you know, people say, you know, I'll pick up my phone, I'll pick up my smartphone. What it really is a digital tracking device that also makes phone calls. It's not a phone call. It's not a telephone that allows you to access the internet as much as it's a mobile tracking device that also allows you to make phone calls. Because there are signals going out from your smartphone, not just to Google, but every app you have on your phone, Facebook, you're constantly feeding geo-positioning data, not to mention all kinds of other behavioral data, into the grid. And the grid becomes increasingly more intelligent about who you are, what you're interested in, what messages you need to receive, when and where, as you move throughout your day-to-day life. So in the movie Minority Report, you know, Tom Cruise talked about how he went off the grid, because the reality is we're always on the grid in that movie. Well, today, in today's world, we're always on the grid. And advertising is increasingly become more relevant and more personalized the more the grid knows about us. So, I mean, that's what, when you think about how advertising will change, you have to recognize that's how your competition is going to be accessing customers. So if your competition is going to be using all these new tools and technologies to both communicate with your target market and to personalize that messaging, you don't want to be asleep at the switch trying to figure this out. And so, you know, this is one of the things that WSI does for our clients is we're always scanning the horizon, leveraging the latest technology, partnering with the most relevant technologies and companies so that we can deliver that kind of advanced technology and greater ROI and market share to our clients.
Well, on the same topic of the future and the changing landscape of the digital realm, do you think we'll see another Google or Facebook in the near future?
Now, that's a good question. And I would say, you know, it's important to remember, and you know, maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but some of you listening to this podcast will remember, Google wasn't the first search engine. You might remember names like AltaVista and Hotbot and Northern Lights and Lycos, and there was all kinds of search engines. In fact, if you really want to date me, I'll take you back even further to when the internet first came out. There wasn't such a thing as search engines. You used to be able to buy a book, and I've got one sitting on my shelf called the Internet Yellow Pages, and it was a Yellow Pages book where we'd browse through and you'd find URLs based on the categories of information that you want to find. So, but then search engines and directories came about, and then quite a ways after that, Google came out. And it wasn't that Google was just an amazing search engine. That's not what transformed Google into one of the largest companies in the world. What it was they had a business model for monetizing that search, that pay-per-click. And by the way, Google isn't the one who invented that. A fellow named Bill Gross did with a company called GoTo. And, you know, Google made it work and they didn't. But so the point is that it's not the first that ends up establishing dominance. I mean, Facebook, you can look at MySpace and many other of those social communities. So, but will there be a bigger, a better, you know, another Google search engine? I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, Google is, you know, very dominant, but you've got Microsoft's market share growing in many markets. And by the way, you know, if you're advertising on Google, recognize that between Bing and Yahoo in the United States, you've got about 30% market share. In markets like Canada and some international markets, it's a 10% market share. But when you cross that 10% threshold, you can have significant escalations in market share. And it's also important to recognize that when we look at what, you know, what Facebook's role is, I mean, companies like Google and Facebook, they may still remain dominant forces, but it's because they're snapping up these up-and-coming technologies. I mean, Facebook is now heavily committed. They've got some very significant hiring initiatives underway where analysts believe that they're really ramping up for virtual reality. And, of course, they've acquired some important companies in that space. But if you look at their hiring practices right now, who they're hiring, the numbers of people that they're hiring, something is on the go over at Facebook, and that could be a game changer.
Regardless of some of these digital advancements that are made in the arena, many people, regardless, are still intimidated by it. So what would you say to those who are still fearful to put all of their eggs, or most of them anyways, into this digital basket?
Well, first of all, when we look at the landscape today, it's important to recognize that the Internet has not arrived. This whole digital world that we're living in is very much in its infancy. In fact, Ray Kurzweil, one of the, considered one of the greatest scientists living today, a modern-day Thomas Edison, he was just brought in to head up Google's X Labs. He's quoted by McKinsey and Boston Consulting Group as saying that the Internet and the digital world will change more in the next 5 years than the last 25 years combined. So, it's not a matter of is this Internet thing really going to take off. It's definitely the future is digital. And if you're looking at it going, how much of our budget do we want to put in digital? Or, how much of our resources do we want to commit to digital? You're asking the wrong question. So you're looking for the answer, but you're asking the wrong question. The question is really, how do we harness digital technology? How do we harness digital across our entire enterprise? Because whether it's your HR department, whether it's customer service, whether it's accounting, obviously marketing and the way we connect with customers, but every element of a business should be harnessing digital technologies. And so that's really the way businesses should be thinking about it.
In closing, Dan, what is the best step or worst step, for that matter, a business can be taking in digital marketing?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, the answer really encapsulates both of those elements. I would say the worst thing people can do is look at digital in a tactical way. In other words, they're thinking about what are we going to do with our PPC? Or we need to find someone to do some SEO. Or how are we going to ramp up the number of likes on our Facebook page? Or, we need a new design on our website or, whatever. When you look at it in a granular way or in a tactical way, you're completely missing the boat. What you need to do is look at it from the strategy level first. Begin with it in mind. What is your strategy? What's the blueprint for your business? And then execute downwards, because so often businesses, they'll get one vendor to do this, another vendor to do this. Everybody's approaching it with a different strategy in mind, with different objectives. And then at the end of the day, the pieces of the puzzle don't fit together. They don't serve the needs of each other. They're not aligned. You're not getting any synergies through these different elements of your strategy. So it's very important to begin with the end in mind, to begin with your strategy or your digital blueprint, as we sometimes call it at WSI. And then over time, it's not going to happen overnight, but over time, begin to assemble those important parts of your digital strategy to deliver the end result. I encourage businesses to dedicate a person to this this digital blueprint. So, it's probably not one of the oldest people in your company. It might be one of the younger people, but it should be one of the smartest people in your company. And what you want to do is have that person take ownership of this digital strategy. Now, you might do some of the work in-house. You might bring a WSI consultant in to help you coordinate your digital strategy. We can help with some of the work. Some of our competitors might do some of the work. You might do some of the work in-house, but the important thing is to begin with a broader strategy. In the same way that, when you're building a house, you don't just start by building a room. You begin with a blueprint, and once the blueprint is done, then the first tradesmen come to work. You don't begin building the house until the blueprint is finished, and that's what we recommend people do when it comes to their digital strategy.
Well, that concludes the first episode of WSI's Digital Insider Series. Thanks to Dan Monahan for joining us and sharing his thoughts on where the digital landscape is headed and how businesses can take advantage. Thanks to you for listening. I hope you found this session informative. And if you have any questions at all about what was discussed, be sure to get in touch with the WSI consultant in your region. This is Leanna San Pedro for WSI signing off.